more about Army. Anyways, I just wanted to talk about how scary, like, crazy rich people are. Not like, you know, rich people like doctors and lawyers, but crazy rich people like not even like new money rich, like old money rich, like oil tycoon type money rich, like those people, like Army's family. It just like makes me think, like, these people are so scary because they just have so much generational wealth and power, and they're so used to it. It's crazy what you can do with that amount of money. Like, I feel like there's a price tag on everything and everybody in this world, and someone has enough to buy it, you know? Which is crazy. I think it's crazy, but like, I don't know. To live like that, to know you can like just buy or do what you want, and you know you can get away with it because you or your family or someone you know has enough money to get rid of the consequences of that action. Like, it's kind of funny to think, you know, if you're rich enough, you can park anywhere because, you know, the ticket is just the price of parking there, or the boot, or whatever. It's kind of weird. Like, all of us, you know, the 99%, the 99 point something percent even, are careful of our actions, our small actions even, you know, parking at the right spaces and parking the right distance away from a fire hydrant and doing this and that to make sure that we don't face these consequences that actually have a lot of effect on our lives. You know, a lot of us can't afford a $200 ticket every other time we park somewhere. It's genuinely scary to think that people don't, there are people out there that don't face consequences just because they have enough power or money or both to get rid of them, you know? And there are some people that are very rich and very powerful that eventually do have to face consequences, but it's crazy to think of the amount of people, like how many people don't, and they never will, and they die never having to face those consequences, and we'll never catch them. Like, out there. I don't even think they're conspiracy theories. I think a lot of them have a lot of valid truth to them. Like, it's so weird that we've given us so much power to certain groups of people. I mean, because they have money. What is even money? Like, sometimes I really wonder, like, does it, I would just not want to know what it feels like. I don't want to live that life, but I want to know what it feels like to feel free of the potential of any circumstances, even. Like, I like that life has circumstances and consequences for actions because, you know, there are bad actions you should not take and should avoid, taking at all costs, because you shouldn't, and the consequences are an incentive for you to not do it. But to live a life where you're kind of free of consequences, that's crazy. I just want to know what that feels like. I don't want to live it, because morals, ethics, everything would be out the window. But I want to know what it feels like to be that powerful and rich, or both, to not face those consequences. Also, like, the feeling of, like, not thinking about money in the slightest. Like, even, you know, people that are very rich think about money in ways, in different ways, obviously, than other people, but everyone thinks about money. But imagine being so damn rich that you don't even think about money in that way. Like, that would just be crazy. Like, I don't know. That's just a crazy thought. It's really weird, and I'm falling asleep now, but yeah, that's just like a weird thing to think about. Because, like, you know, every time you go shopping, you're like, oh yeah, this is this much, I really shouldn't get it, or this is this much, I can get it, or, you know, when you go out to eat, or when you plan something, you're like, oh yeah, that's gonna cost me this much, I should or should not. But, like, imagine, like, not even thinking about it. Just be like, oh, this jacket, this thing, I just want it, so I'm gonna have it. That's crazy. I don't know. I don't want to be rich in the future. Like, in my adult life, I just want to be very comfortable and be able to, like, also allocate or use my money wisely, so I have additional money to, one, put away for my own, you know, safety net, and two, to contribute to things I want to contribute to, like organizations that I support and stuff like that. I want to be able to be financially free enough where I can both save for myself and financially free and financially literate enough to be able to save for myself, live comfortably, and also be able to support people and organizations I want to support with money. I want to teach. I want to be a teacher. I really want to be not a professor, because I feel like in a college classroom, people are so eager to learn. Like, and they pay to be there. Like, everyone pays to be there. And some people pay a lot of money, you know, people in med school, grad school, stuff like that, to be there. So it's like it fosters an environment that is really, I feel like it's so much not, it's, I feel like it's so much more rewarding as a student and as a teacher in an environment like that, because everyone there genuinely wants to learn and is passionate about what they're teaching. I think I want to teach about public health or something in the health field, I think, because I'm interested in healthcare, but I'm not interested enough in medicine to pursue being a practicing person myself, like, you know, but I really enjoy, I want to work in healthcare in one way or another, I guess. So I guess teaching it is a form of working in it. Yeah, and then I also want to, like, open up a little cafe and a small plant shop that, like, sells plants. I feel like that's enough for me. I feel like the Gen Z mindset, some of us is, like, super creative and, like, stuff like that. And then some of us are, like, huge go-getters. Like, nothing's enough. No one thing is enough. And some of us don't know what we want, a lot of us. So we'll see. Yeah, hopefully that. I just want a cute cafe, a cute plant shop, and to teach at a nice university. That's all I want. That cute ass plant shop and that cute ass cafe, and maybe I don't know, kind of want to do, like, kind of want to sell stickers. No, I feel like that's a waste of plastic. Notebooks. Who knows what the future holds, but hopefully I have that cute cafe. I really, really want it.